Start your day, the day away, Rabbi Shulam Aaron Troy.
Good morning, everyone. Parsha starts off by Hibishalach Paro Yisom. So the Ktzav Sofer asks, Vayhi b'shalach paro yisom? Is that true? Paro sent out the Yidden? Ribbono Shleidim took out the Yidden. Wasn't Paro sent out the Yidden? You know, I was once by Reb Gamliel Rabinovich, this big Mekubel in Yerushalayim on Purim. There was a Balabos who came in there, and he was talking to Reb Gamliel, and he told Reb Gamliel that Chob gemacht chasna for a poor vochen. Sir Gamliel shouts out, he says, Ich hab gemacht chasna, Ribbono Shleim gemacht chasna. Vayhi b'shalach paro yisom? Vayhi b'shalach paro, Ribbono Shleim sent out the Yidden. Why does it say Vayhi b'shalach paro? So the Ksav Sofer says, you have to carry on the posuk. Oh, shkoich. Says Vayhi b'shalach paro yisom. The om is always referring to those who are not the biggest tzaddikim. Says the Ksav Sofer referring to the Erev Rav. The Ribbono Shleilim didn't send out the Erev Rav. The Ribbono Shleilim sent out the Yidden. The Erev Rav, that was Vayhi b'shalach paro yisom. That only paro sent out the Erev Rav. But the Ribbono Shleilim sent out the Yidden. But the Erev Rav, that was only sent out by Paroi. And he carries on and he says, that's why, if it was for the Yidden to send out the Yidden, there was no problem. Go Derech Eretz Pelishtim. And he wanted to get out of Mitzrayim. But it was because Vayhi b'shalach Paroi es ha'om, because we were talking about the Om, the Erev Rav, that's why v'lei nocham elikim derech eretz pelishtim kikarifu, and they'll say peni nocham v'chashav mitzrayim. No, so then they'll talk into the Yidden to going back to Mitzrayim. They'll slap back the Yidden to Mitzrayim. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. The Beis Halevi says a different pshat in the pasuk. We're talking about the Yidden. Vayhi b'shalach paro yisom. We're talking about the Yidden. And he says like this, the Mitzrayim did two things bad to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. Number one, they overworked the Yidden. He made them work, b'chaymel, b'lveinim, v'yimoru es chayeyim, b'avoyde kosher. They made them work hard. That was one thing they did bad. The other thing they did bad was, they made them do averus. Like when the Yidden took out, when the Ribbono Shel'olam took out the Yidden from Mitzrayim, the Sarsha Mitzrayim said, My high that you're saving the Yidden more than the Mitzrayim. Halalo ev di avodah zara. That means the Mitzrayim made the Yidden save avodah zara Mitzrayim. Therefore, that was another avla that the Mitzrayim did to the Yidden. That was something else as well, yes. But those, the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, put it like that. They did bad to the Yidden, the Gashmias and the Ruchnias. We say in the Agodah, Vayoreyo Isonu Amitzriyim. So Pashtas you learn, Vayoreyo Isonu Amitzriyim, the Pshat is, they did bad to us. There's another Pshat. Vayoreyo Isonu Amitzriyim, they made us into bad people. They made the Yidden into bad people. They made them into Rishoyim. Halonu Oiv Diavidazor, Halonu Oiv Diavidazor. Meidah says the Beis Halevi like this. If we look at the last five Makkos, we see that the Ribbono Shel Olam had to harden Paroi's heart. And the kasha is, well, why is Ribbono Shel Olam hardening his heart? What happened to his Bechira? Every person's got Bechira. Let him send out the Yidden. If he wants to send out the Yidden, let him do that. How could the Ribbono Shel Olam harden his heart? Says the Beis Halevi that the pshat is like this. The Mitzrayim made the Yidden be Oved Avodah Zarah. Now, the Yidden, before they went out Mitzrayim, they had to be on a level that they were roy to go out Mitzrayim and to get the Torah. So they had to go through a cleaning process. The Ribbono Shel Olam had to show them that, no, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the God. It's not Avodah Zarah. How did the Ribbono Shel Olam do that? He brought the Makkos. And the Makkah showed that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. And after the first five Makkahs, it wasn't enough for the Yidden. So the Ribbono Shel Olam to the Mitzrayim, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to go through another five. I'm going to have to harden your heart, Paroi, because we're going to have to go through another five, because you are the ones who made the Yidden do Averas. You are the ones who are going to make them do Tshuva. Therefore, we had to harden Paroi's heart in order to bring another five Makkahs. And then it was time to come on Mitzrayim. But says the Beis HaLevi, but even after those five Makkahs, that wasn't enough. It wasn't sufficient. The Klal Yisrael weren't on the Madriga that they were Tohir Legamri. They weren't Tohir Legamri. And that's why he says, in the Pasuk, V'lo yinocham elikim derech eretz pelishtim kikarifu. The Bosha didn't take them derech eretz pelishtim because it was near. And what happens if it's near? Peni nochim ha'am. If they would have been clean 100%, then Rachel could take them derech eretz plishtim, and there's no issues, no problem, there's no worries that they're going to go back to Mitzrayim. But since Bashalach Parayisom, he took them out and they weren't clean 100%, that's why there's a chashash that the peni nochim on berosim mechama v'shavim Mitzrayim. Yeah, so he doesn't say that's pshat in the Beshalach Paroi. He's going more in the Peninochim Ha'am Beroisim Melchoma. Then the Pasuk says, famous Pasuk, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. That four-fifths of Klal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim. So what's pshat four-fifths? So four-fifths died, as we know, says Rashi, four-fifths died in the Shloshes Yimei Afeilo, in the Choshech. And the big cash is, Dosan Vaviron, they went through the Yam Suf. They came out at Mitzrayim, no problem. These are the two Rishoyim. These are the two troublemakers all the way through, start to Mitzrayim, and they get to the end of the parasha by the Mon, and later on by the Machlokes of Korach. How on earth did these two guys come out Mitzrayim? Were all the other people who the four-fifths of Klal Yisrael worse than Dosan Vaviron? That Dosan Vaviron were worthy of coming out of Mitzrayim, but all the other four-fifths weren't? What's the pshat? Says the Chasam Sofer, Meir de Kavot. Says the Chasam Sofer, that really, if you want to know, says the Chasam Sofer, Dosan Vaviron was the cause of Moshe to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. It was Dosan Vaviron. Yes, those two Dos of Aviron, they were the cause. Why? Because the Dos of Aviron said to Moshe Rabbeinu that, well, are you going to kill us? When Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Rosh Olama Sakes Reyacha, then Dos of Aviron said to them that you're going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri. And they went to Paroi to tell Paroi that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to do a runner. Says the Medrash, he ran, he was out of Mitzrayim for about 60 years. And during those 60 years, he was a king somewhere. Says the Chasam Sofer, during that time, he was Niskadal. He got Gedula. He learned how to be a Melech. He was Niskadesh. He was out of Mitzrayim. See how he was able to be a recipient of Kedusha. And he was Nitair, or he was Toir. It was through Dosan Vaviram who snitched on him in Mitzrayim that he fled Mitzrayim for 60 years. And at that time, he became capable of becoming the manager of Klal Yisrael. Says the Chasam Sofer, should it not be right that Dosan Vaviram should see the Geula themselves? They are the ones who was a result of them who Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader of Klal Yisrael. Is it not right that they should see the Geula? Aye, he says the Chasam Sofer, they were mechavan for rishus. They were mechavan that Moshe Rabbeinu, they should snitch on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu should do a runner, and through that he should become the goyel of Klal Yisrael. That wasn't their kavana. Their kavana was posha els rishus. Says the Chasam Sofer, still because of them, Moshe Rabbeinu, as a result of them, Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader. It's only right that they should see the Gula of Mitzrayim. We see over here how the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a cheshbon on all, even the smallest things. Even though they were mechaber for the biggest rishos, but still, it came through them. There's a purpose that they should see the Gola. That's one pshat. How Dosan Vavira managed to get out of Mitzrayim. However, the Maril Diskin says a different pshat. Maril Diskin says, when Paroi wanted to run after the Yidden, it says, V'omar Paroi livnei Yisrael. After the Yidden fled Mitzrayim, he says, V'omar Paroi livnei Yisrael. So Rashi says, what do you mean? Paroi said to the Bnei Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael were miles away. Says Rashi, V'omar Paroi livnei Yisrael means al Bnei Yisrael, about the Yidden, that we need to chase after them. But the Targum Yonasan, Ben Aziel says, no. V'omar Paroi livnei Yisrael means he actually spoke to the Yidden. Where were the Yidden? Says the Targum Yonasan, you know who you're talking to? Dosav Aviron. Dosav Aviron didn't leave Mitzrayim with all the Yidden. They stayed. They said, no, we are not going out Mitzrayim. We're staying right over here. And that's why Paroi said to them, V'omar Paroi livnei Yisrael, that we need to get them back. Says the Maharal Diskin, what was he telling Dosav Aviron? He says, you Dosav Aviron, you go after the Yidden and you try to get them back to Mitzrayim. So we see over here, Dosav Aviron, not only were they Rishoyim, they were not interested to leave Mitzrayim. This is Mamish Apella. So how is it possible? The four fifths of Klal Yisrael, they died in Choshech because they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim. No, Dosav Aviron, even after the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they stayed. How come did they stay alive? Says the Maharal Diskin, because Shteita Medrash, that Dosan Vaviron, how did they know about that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri? They were punk there. Now, there's like these people that always at the right place at the right time. It was Dosan Vaviron. How could it be? He says, because Dosan Vaviron, the Medrash says, the will of the Shaitram on Klal Yisrael. And they were the ones who got hit. Dosan Vaviron got themselves hit that the Yidden shouldn't get hit. Says the Medrash that those Shaitrim was Zoicha afterwards, the Schar was, there should be Zoicha to Ruach HaKodesh. However, says the Medrash, Tosav Aviron went on that Darga to get Ruach HaKodesh. So the Schar, the alternative to Schar to get was that they should leave Mitzrayim. See, even though Taka, they weren't interested in leaving Mitzrayim, they didn't want to leave Mitzrayim, but as a Schar, as they got hit instead of Klal Yisrael, therefore, the schar was at the Shalim Mitzrayim. And that's how they managed, they didn't die in the Shalish Yitzimei HaFeilah. And this answers also a stark akasha. If Dosan Aviron went out with Paroi, they ran out with Paroi. So how come, how on earth did they get to the Yidden? If they weren't interested in going out, they only went out with Paroi. Now we know there was no way the Mitzrayim could get to anywhere near the Yidden. There was the Onom there. And there was a whole mechama going on. How on earth did they get to the Yidden? They crossed the Yamsuf. They managed to cross the Yamsuf. The Teretz is because Paroi sent them ahead to get the Yidden to come back to Mitzrayim. So they went ahead of Paroi in order to get the Yidden back. So that's why they joined the Yidden. So that's Pshat in the Pasuk of the Chamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael. Then the Klal Yisrael come to the Yamsuf. And what happens? They see the Mitzrayim are behind. You got a Yamsuf in front of them, and you got the Midbar on two sides. So what do they do? Vayitzak al Hashem, vayitzaku al Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. And here's a peladika Rashi. Says Rashi, vayitzaku al Hashem. Was the Rebbeinu Shloim answer back? Loi eis ato laharich b'tfila. Why don't daven now? Now is not the time to daven. Why? Because it's not the time. And the kashas, what do you mean? We know that tefillah be'is tzara, that's the main time when a person's ben adavim. According to some rishonim, that's when tefillah is midiraisa be'is tzara. What does Rebbeinu Shloim mean? Loi eis ato laharich b'tefillah. So over here, the Maral says that no, there's something specific that we're saying over here. Maral says the following. Rebbeinu Shloim was telling them that already when you started to daven, I already answered you. Therefore, don't continue. The lashon of Rashi is loy eis ato laharich b'tfila. It's not the time now to be marich b'tfila. Daven, but don't be marich. And what's that going to mean? So Rabbi Yitzchak Kodna Zichr Tzadik Livracha explains over here that the purpose over here for the Mitzrayim to come behind, and he got the Yam Suf in front and the Midbar on the sides, was that Klal Yisrael Shadavan. Ribbo Yisrael was Mis'ave Litfilos Shal Tzadikim. He wanted the Yidden to Davan. He wanted the Yidden to get that closeness to the Ribbo Yisrael. So he brought a Tzara. And the Yidden davened. But the whole Tachlis was for them to daven. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you davened. There was the Kiyum of the Tachlis. The whole idea was that you should daven. And you davened. So stop davening. And then I can bring the Yeshua. I can't bring the Yeshua in the middle of you davening, because then it's going to be mafsik your tefillah. But stop davening. Then I can bring the Yeshua already. Because the whole idea was, the whole idea of the Tzorah was that the Klal Yisrael should daven. We see over here that Amol, a Breshah brings a Tzorah. We think that, oh, there's a Tzorah, so we have to daven in order to take away the Tzorah. It's faket. The Rebbe Yisrael brings the Tzorah in order for you to daven. The davening is the idea, is the result that the Rebbe Yisrael wanted. He brings the Tzorah in order to take that the Yidden should daven. There's a pasuk in Parshas, I think it's Parshas Veschanan. The pasuk says that Kimi Elikim, me Migoy Golah Shaloi Elikim Kroivim Meilov Kashem Elikim B'chol Kreinu Alov. There's a closeness of the Ribbono Shel Olam to the Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael could call out whenever they want. And the Briskerov asks the Kasha, what does it mean? There's a closeness to Klal Yisrael because they could daven whenever they want. The Goyim could also. Goyim could also daven. It says by Shlomo HaMelech, he built the first base of Mikdash. It says in the pasuk, "Ki beisi beis tefillah l'chol ha'amim," for all the nations. It's a place of tefillah. So the teretz l'chayr is that you're right. The goyim could daven, but ki mia goy godlo ashaloy elikim kroivim elov. When is tefillah a kurva, bring a closeness between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam? That's tefillah of Klal Yisrael, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants the tefillah of Klal Yisrael. By Goyim, if they daven, they daven. Seder, they daven. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is not misaveh letefillosom of Goyim. However, the Ribbono Shel Olam is misaveh letefillosom shel tzadikim of Klal Yisrael. So that's why Kimi Goy God Vashaloya Lekim Kroivim Eilov. That's the kurva, that's the closeness. The pasuk continues. Vayomer Moshe el Aram al tiro pasuk yudalet pasuk yud gimel his yatz v'ru es yishuas Hashem asher yasu lachem ayoyim ki asher reisem es Mitzrayim ayoyim loitz yisifu l'roisam oid av oilam. You're not going to see Klal Yisrael again. Sorry. You're not going to see the Mitzrayim again. Right? Ki asher reisem es Mitzrayim ayoyim loitz yisifu l'roisam oid av oilam. And this is a law in the Torah, that you're not allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. Or Al Kaponim, you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim possibly, but not on the way that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. And L'chayra, you have to understand, Azeshein, maybe it should come into somewhere in Parshas Devarim or Parshas Mishpatim. Klal Yisrael are going out of Mitzrayim now. The last thing they need is to tell you a law. You know what? Don't go back to Mitzrayim. That's not what they want here. They're in a tzara over here. So you know what you have to, Roshel tells them, don't worry, but there's a laugh. Don't go back to Mitzrayim. What's going on here? Roshel has to tell the Yidden, don't worry, I'm looking after you. You know what? You've got a laugh. Don't go back to Mitzrayim. What's going on? Says the Chasam Sofer like this. The Yidden, Betam had a kasha. What's the idea of going out of Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim are going to chase after them? And what? And the Mitzrayim are going to get drowned in the Yam Suf. Isn't it better we should stay in Mitzrayim, and the Ribbono Shel Olam should drown the Mitzrayim in the very Nile where they threw the Yidsha children? Mamash midah keneged midah. That Nile that they put the Jewish kids, they should, the Roshan should drown them in that very Nile. Why are we taking them out to the Yam Suf? Apella. Why take them out to the Yam Suf? Do it in Mitzrayim, midah keneged midah. Says the Chassid Sofer, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos that when you go to the Mokum of the Yam Suf, where the Yidden went through the Yam Suf, you say a Bracha, Baruch, Shanasa, Neislav, Yisaini, Ba Mokum Azeh. As I say in Gemara, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet. says the Chasam Sofer, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that Klal Yisrael should remember this ness of drowning the Mitzrayim. Now, if the Ribbono Shel Olam would have drowned the Mitzrayim in the Mitzrayim, in the Nile, then it would be very hard to be Mekayim this bracha, to make this bracha, because you're not allowed to go back on this way to Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to make that we take out the Yidden from Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim chase after them. And once they chase after them, they go into the Yam Suf. We drown them in the Yam Suf. There they can make the bracha. But Mitzrayim, then we're not going to be able to make the bracha because you can't, because there's an issa to go back to Mitzrayim in that way. I mean, maybe that's why Rav Shlomo made them drown there. And he says a very geshmak of pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk continues, Hashem yilochem lochem, va'atem tacharishon. Rabbi Shlomo made a war with the Mitzrayim. Va'atem tacharishon, and you're not going to make a bracha. You're going to keep quiet and you're not going to make a bracha. You want to know why I'm drowning the Mitzrayim in the Yam Suf and not in the Nile? Because I want you to make a bracha. Hashem yilochem lochem va'atem tacharishon. If I would drown the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim, you're not going to make a bracha. So that's why we drown them in the Yam Suf. That should be va'atem tacharishon, are you going to be able to make a bracha? The pasuk says later on, going to jump a bit, well, time's running out. Pasuk Chof. Pasuk says that when the Lekarav Zel Zekol Alaylo, so the Medrash says that the Malachim wanted to say Shira. Malachim wanted to say Shira, it's a famous Medrash, and what did Ribbono Shel Olam say back? So Chasam Sofer says like this, what's the Pshat? So Pashtus Pshat is, because the Mitzrayim are drowning in the sea, and you're going to say Shira. He says a different Pshat. He says that the times of Sancheirav, and the times of Sancheirav, then his whole army got killed on the night of Pesach. What happened over there? The Malachim sang Shira, and because they heard the Malachim singing Shira, that's how they died. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Malachim wanted to do over here. The Malachim over here wanted to sing Shira in order to kill the Mitzrayim. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, no, don't sing Shira. I don't want them to die by you singing Shira. I want them to drown in the Yam Suf. Midah keneged midah, they drown, the Yidcha children. I want them to drown. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said to them, "My yodi toivim bayom, my children, the Yidden, got thrown into the Nile in Mitzrayim, and va'atem oimim Shira, and you're going to kill the Mitzrayim by saying Shira. I want to kill them midah keneged midah to drown them in the Yam Suf." After they sang Shira, state Vatana and Miriam. Miriam sang Shira. What does she say? She says a very quick Shira. Shira Hashem ki goy go sus vareich v'yom avayom. And the kasha is why she only talking about sus vareich v'yom avayom. In the Yidden, when the men when they said Shira, they spoke about the mapala of how the Mitzrayim got drowned and how the Yidden got saved. Why is it that when she sang Shira, she only spoke about the Mitzrayim? Chusam tazach. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Gemara says, famous Gemara, that Noshim Ochayev in their Chanukah, Talit Kaisus, and the Megillah. Why? Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'isei Anes. Because they were also in that Ness. Says the Rashbam in Megillah, Daftalot. What does it mean? Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'isei Anes. They were the Ikanes, because through them the Yeshua was brought. On this day in the Rashbam. As Tosfos the Kash on the Rashbam, how can you tell me that they were the Ikka? They brought the Yeshua about. It says, Af Hein Oisanes. Af Hein Oisanes, it sounds like that they were in the Ikka, they were like the Tofel. Do you know why the Chayav? Because Af Hein. So you can't say that they were the Ikkar. Afein sounds like that they were the Tofel. As they frank Toysos on the Rashba. Says the Chasam Soifa Moir de Kipshat. And he says like this, that a nace is something out of the normal, out of nature. That's what a nace is, something out of the normal. He says the Bria is Meshubba to Torah. The Meshubba to Torah. As Be'etzim is a Moir de Kikasha, we make a whole fuss about it. In this week's Sedra, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yidden went out through the Yamsuf, a massive ness. And when Yeshua crossed the Yarden, there was also a Kriyas Yarden. We don't make a whole massive fuss about it. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat is because Kriyas Yamsuf was before Kabbalah Satayra. After Kabbalah Satayra, Vada, the Yidden, who will keep the Torah, so the Teva is Meshubba to the Torah. So if the Yidden want to cross the Yarden is going to split because the Teva is Meshubba to the Torah. But before Kabbalah Satayra, that was before they got the Torah. So then the Teva was not Meshubbat to the Yidden, because it was before Kabbalah Satayra, and still the Yamsuf split. Ah, that's where we see that's a major thing of Kriyas Yamsuf. But after Kabbalah Satayra, it's Nishke Grace Azach. So the Teva is Meshubbat to Torah. Says the Chasim Sofer like this. Zogdeh, that the Ness came about through the women. Right? Afhin hoyu bois ha-Ness, says the Rashbam, they were the Ikka Ness, they brought about the Ness. Mimeli says that the fact that they got saved wasn't such a big Ness. Because they brought around the Yeshua, was through them, through their tzidkus, the fact that a Ness happened wasn't a great Zach, because the Teva is Meshubba to Torah. And the Teva is Meshubba to Tzadikim. And since it was Besitkosom, it was because of the Noshim Sitkonios, that Nigalo Yisroel Mitzrayim, it wasn't a big Ness that the women got saved, because the Teva is Meshubba to them. However, the men, where the Ikka of the Yeshua did not come out through the men, that's why it was a bigger Ness for the men that they got saved. And he says that's why Miriam, in Har Shira, she doesn't mention about Har getting saved. Because that attacker wasn't such a big Ness. But for the men, it was the Ness. What was the Shira that she said? That they saw Sus v'reich v'yom avayom. That they saw the Mapala, they saw the Mitzrayim getting drowned. That was the Shira. But the Shira that they got saved, that wasn't a Ness. That wasn't such a big Ness anyway. And he says, that's Pshat in the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, that, do you know why? Noshim ochayev, k'sha'af hein ho'yu ba'is ha'anis. The Rashbam at Shveh, what do you mean? Do you know why the women ochayev and Chanukah, Purim, and Arba Kodesh, k'sha'af hein ho'yu ba'is ha'anis? What do you mean? They're chayev because they got saved. Like the men got saved, the women got saved. Well, what on earth is the difference? Why do you have to say, af hein ba'is ha'anis? Says the Rashbam, no. Really, they shouldn't be part of the nes. Because since they brought around us, because they're tzidkus, because of the Noshim Tzidkonius, that the Yidden got saved, therefore it wasn't such a big Ness that they got saved. So, but still, because Afhein, they were Taka Tuffle, but Afhein, are you by Sanis? That's why they got saved. Good Shabbos.